And welcome back on the Sports Ticket on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. Joined now by Cullen Reiner, the head coach, I guess I should say former head coach now, the Osborne Bulldog football team. As coach, you've announced your resignation as the head football coach there for Osborne High School. This is your second stint, and obviously you've had a lot of success there. But I guess the first question that a lot of people ask at a time like this is why now and why do you make the decision to go ahead and announce your resignation at this point in time?
Well, I mean, you know, the biggest reason, and really the only reason, is my kids are getting, my oldest daughter's getting the age where she's going to start competing in athletics. And I spent a lot of years here. I say a lot, you know, 12 or 13 years here coaching other people's kids. And I want to be able to watch her play and help her out. And then, you know, I have three others that are coming up right behind her. And it's just family's growing and time to spend a little more time with them.
So I know, as this moves forward, it sounds like Coach Brandon Wise will be the new head coach now. What are your thoughts on him taking over this program and how you help out with that transition?
Coach Wise is really solid young coach. He's going to do a fine job. He's got a good solid foundation in what he wants to do and understands the game and good in the weight room. It's a good fit and I think if anybody's kind of paying attention at all, you know, with hiring him this last summer, the writing was probably on the wall for what was going to happen. But you know, he's a young guy ready to take over a program and I wish him the best of luck, and obviously I'm going to stick around and help him out next year for sure, and then we'll see what happens from there.
Take me back over the time now that you can talk about as a head coach and an assistant coach for Osborne. You've had a lot of success with this group and been a part of a lot of kids that have done a lot of big things. Two state championships, you were the assistant on the 2013 team that won. You're the head coach for the team that won there in 2016, 2013-0 state titles and 8-man Division I. I mean, you've had a lot of success, but what stands out the most about your time coaching here at Osborne so far? Again, as you said, you'll be back as an assistant next year.
Yeah, you know, it's been really fun and enjoyable. I got here in 2006. It was a real struggle for the boys' side of things. Part of that was because, you know, we were playing in the MCL and playing in bigger schools, and it was just really difficult for the kids to succeed. You know, as far as wins and losses go, and just to see. Their work ethic change over time, and their work in the weight room, and their dedication to being successful, and it slowly started turning a corner, and it's been enjoyable to see this. I mean, looking back, just seeing this whole thing turn around, and hopefully it continues. We have some fine young guys in the high school now, and some good young kids coming up, so if they continue to work and do the things that we've done around here for a number of years, good things will be in front of them.
I want to go back to 2010 here with you, because I know that we talked on the radio a lot about how athletic your group was, and maybe you just didn't have the numbers to be able to do the right things in 11-man football. And I think everybody right. knew when you made that switch to 8-man that you were going to have some success. Did you ever dream that you'd be this successful?
You know, I knew this. It's so funny. We were 0-9 in 2006, and then we're 2-8 in 2007, and we somehow made the playoffs at 2-8, and we went and played Ellis, and they beat us like a drum, and they had a good run there with some good kids there from like 06 to 2009 or so, had some really good classes come through. But the next year we opened up with them, and you know, they beat us like 48-6. This is off the top of my head, but the next year we opened up with them, and we played them a 19-7 ball game. And you know, that year we went 3-6, and those 2 years we were last 2 years of 11-man, we were 3-6, and on the year we scored more points than our opponents. So we took our thumpings from Phillipsburg and Norton and Smith Center And, you know, we started closing the gap on some of those other schools. You know, we beat Plainville a couple times, and we're competitive against Phillipsburg for 2 years in a row there. And so I could start to see the change starting happening. And, you know, I didn't know, you know, going into eight-man in 2010, how good we'd be. I knew we were going to be competitive because I knew nothing against any of the eight-man schools, but I knew our kids were not going to be overwhelmed by anything that was presented because they banged heads with Smith Center and Norton and Petersburg. And nobody at eight-man football is going to be able to present that kind of challenge. So I knew from a standpoint of just mentally being able to move forward, our kids were going to be able to handle it. And really, you know, our two losses in 2010 were all my fault. I mean, if we start the year playing 11-man football, I've never seen an 8-man football game. We come out first two games, and we're running a 4-man front defensively. And up at Sam Myers at Rock Hills did a phenomenal job of motioning and scheming us, and he really caused us some fits. And Rock Hills beat us there, and then we made some changes and went to a 3-man front. And you know, obviously, you learn through failure. And as we went that year, made it to the semis and got beat by Hill City that year. It was a great year. And you know, after that year, I knew that, you know, this was a good fit. I mean, it was a good move. You know, my only regret was probably not doing it 2 years earlier, but I knew we were going to be able to be competitive. And, you know, we've had some teams with some tremendous talent, and we've had some teams that weren't as talented but still were able to have some success. And that goes back to the work these kids are putting in the off season, throughout the year in the weight room and in other sports. And you've seen other sports kind of do the same for us. You know, we've been successful, more successful on the basketball court and more successful on the track too. So hopefully all that stuff continues.
Again, we're talking with Cullen Reiner, the Osborne football coach. Like I said, Coach, you're not 100% leaving the program fully right now, but what do you've talked a lot about these kids and their work ethic. What are you going to take away from this group, not just what they did on the field, but who they are as people?
Yeah, I don't – it's really fun coaching coachable kids. I mean, kids that are willing to do what's asked of them and what you ask of them and just never give in, never, even if you lose, they're fighting, battling, all game long. And that's something that started back in those 3 and 6 years and the 2 and 8 years and the 0 and 9 years and, developing that mentality. And every freshman class that's come in has seen how the seniors prepare and how hard they work. And that's how that starts to carry over. And, you know, hopefully that can continue. You know, we're dropping to 8-man 2 next year, and our numbers are down a little bit. So, you know, it's a situation where hopefully we can keep enough kids out to continue some success. And I think we will. But, you know, we need to continue. Boys need to continue to work, and I know Coach Wise will demand that out of them. And if they want to succeed, they will.
Cullen Reiner, Osborne Bulldog football coach, 32-4 and 8-man over the 3 years that you coached. And I know you're blessed, and I've talked to you about coaching with Coach Tiernan as well. I know you're still good friends with him. We've enjoyed the time covering your high school football teams. We'll see you still on the sideline next year, but thanks for taking some time, and best of luck moving forward, all right?
Thank you. Appreciate it, Dusty.